This is a doctor educating progress note. Patient name Sander, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of service 7/21/2023. Place Future Care Charles Village. Patient seen today for follow up. Patient has been very demanding to leave today. He has awake but forgetful and disoriented, not able to make reasonable decisions. I came to see the patient. He's sitting on the bed. He's cooperative on the questioning and examination. He's awake, alert, oriented only time one. Not able to remember the name of the month, year. He only able to remember himself, his name, and his aunt's name. He denies any headache, dizziness, no trauma, no fall. Patient has extensive past medical history with a previous hospitalization in different hospital. He has a known history of alcoholism, alcohol abuse, and Wernicke's encephalopathy. Next line. Seizure, S-E-I-Z-U-R-E, seizure disorder. Next line, opiate abuse disorder. Next line, hepatic steatosis. Next line, right renal mass. Need to be further evaluated outpatient. Next line, anemia. Next line, cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction of 40% to 45%.
Okay, no problem. The only thing you'll have to do is put on the D.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cervical and lumbar cervical disc disease.
What I want to know.
History of PE, history of DVT. A patient used to be in this rehab, and he was recently again hospitalized because of non-compliant with the seizure and prolonged post-ictal state with confusion. Patient also reported to have history of schizoaffective disorder.
Hey, Regina, this is Wilson. I'm calling to find out if Mr.
through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no arm pain, musculoskeletal, no pain, neuro, no recent seizure, no syncope, endocrinopathy, unipolar dipsia, physical exam. The patient is awake, confused, and disoriented. His blood pressure is 128/88, pulse 66, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%. Adrenomic, normocolic, neck, supple, longevity, chest, non-tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart, asthma, two abdomen is soft, non-tender, pulse, no positive extremities. Has a leg edema, both legs were left more than the right. Significantly improved compared to admission. Neuro, he's awake, he's alert, he's moving all his extremities equal. There's no focal deficit on examination, but he's forgetful, disoriented, and confused. He's oriented time one, only assessment. Patient has a cognitive deficit with the cognitive impairment. Number two, Wernicke's encephalopathy. Next line, chronic alcohol abuse. Next line, history of opiate abuse. Next line, PE. Next line, DVT. Next line, chronic bilateral leg edema. Next line, HIV disease. Next line, history of schizoaffective disorder as documented in the O chart. Seizure disorder. Next line, non-compliance. I have reviewed all his medication at present and will need a psychiatric comprehensive evaluation for this patient because he's not capable of making any comprehensive decision for his health care. At this point, patient is adamant. He wants to be discharged, but he has no place to go. He was not able to tell me his home address. I have discussed with the social worker and the manager on the third floor. And also, I have signed the certification of incapacity. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.